We're going to talk about the 10 lepers. I'm just telling you, God amazes me. God amazes me. Luke chapter 17, we're going to start reading in verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for just lining all this up tonight, Lord. Thank you for those songs, God. Thank you, God, for the testimony, Lord. And God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us as we open up your word tonight, God. Speak to each and every individual heart tonight, God. Help us tonight, God, to draw closer to you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for what you do, and thank you for all you're going to do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We know this story. We've heard this story. We've heard it preached and preached and preached. But I want you to notice just a few things about this passage of Scripture. All 10 were lepers. Okay? Now, understand something. Leprosy in the Bible is always a type of sin. And when I have preached this and heard this preached this way, where what's God done for you? What's God done for you? How many prayers has God answered? You ought to come back and thank him for answering those prayers. That ain't got nothing to do with this passage of Scripture. This passage of Scripture is level for all of us. Robert was a sinner. Angie was a sinner. Tommy was a sinner. Dallas was a sinner. Wes was a sinner. Cole's a sinner. Deborah's a sinner. David's a sinner. We're all of us were sinners. Every last one of us were stricken with leprosy. Every last one of us. So this passage ain't got nothing to do with you getting a prayer through. This passage ain't got nothing to do with God being good to you. This passage has all to do with you being a dirty, rotten, no down, good-for-nothing sinner and God saving you. Amen. That's what this passage is about. As I was sitting on the seat there and Jenny was singing those songs, and I'm sitting there thinking, thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. This is what this has got to do. But Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 11:32, for God hath concluded that all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. It don't matter what you look like now. It don't matter how you act now. It don't matter where your name's written on a church roll now. You at one point in your life was a dirty, rotten, no good for nothing sinner on your way to hell, stricken with spiritual leprosy. So we all ought to come to God's house and worship. I didn't tell Dallas to say that. We all ought to be coming into God's house to give thanks. And the title of the message, Are You Truly Thankful? Think about that. Are you truly thankful? No doubt, Brother Tony, no doubt. When Jesus said, Go show yourself to the priest, when they turned around and on their way, they looked down and all the leprosy was gone. No doubt that those 9 were happy. Doubt, but were they thankful? Well, even if they were thankful, okay, let's just take, even if they were thankful, did they act like it? How many of you saved tonight? Ain't a doubt in your mind. You know you're saved. Raise your hand. You know you're saved. You know you're going to heaven. Ain't no doubt in my mind. Are you thankful? Do you act like it? So all 10 were lepers. All 10 cried for mercy. Amen. Don't you think about it? They lifted up their voices. Ain't it amazing that when you got a need, how hard you cry? Ain't it amazing when something bad happens, how hard you cry? Ain't it amazing when somebody's sick, how hard you cry? Ain't it amazing? How many of y'all remember when you got saved? I don't know about y'all, but when I got saved, I went on an altar. I was crying. I had tears running down my face. I was crying out for the Lord. I knew I was lost. And I'm going to be honest with you. There have been a lot of times since then, Brother Tony, I've had to get back on an altar and cry and cry and cry. But ain't it amazing when you got a need, how easy it is to call out and worship and honor and give him glory then? But all 10 of them cried. They were companions in suffering. The Bible says they all cried in unity. David got into a little bit this morning. When one hurts, we all ought to hurt. Are you truly thankful? I'll be honest with you. You know, if we ain't careful, we come to God's house, and I've said this before, we come to God's house, and a lot of us like watching worship. Amen. A lot of us like to watch worship. A lot of us, like, they say, man, ooh, we had a good service. And all you did was sit there. You didn't say, you didn't grunt. You didn't say amen. You didn't raise your hand, not one time. What you ought to say is, I'm telling you right now, David and Tony had a good service. Or the preacher and Robert had a good service. Tommy and Dallas had themselves a time. What you going to do when somebody asks you, what did you do? Are you truly thankful? Are you truly thankful? All 10 were healed. Everybody in here, if you lifted your hand tonight and you said you're saved, according to your testimony, God, Jesus Christ has come down. The blood has been applied to your heart. The blood has been applied to your life. There ain't no reason for us not to have a smile on our face. There ain't no reason for us not to be able to come to God's house and realize and look down. You ought to look down at your hands and realize them ain't the same hands that went on that altar that night. This ain't the same eyes that went on that altar tonight. The Bible says we're new creatures, glory to God. The old man is dead, amen. I'm not the same man that I used to be. I've been changed. That's why I act different. I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started going to church with Juan, I sat there and I kept my mouth shut. That preacher scared me to death. Amen. I'm just telling you, he was one of them rare back preachers, jump up and down, have a fit, spit all over the place, and I'm just about like me. He scared me to death. Juwan told me when we went to that church, Juwan said, don't put your arm around me. What? She said, yeah, don't put your arm around me. He said, preacher, call us out. Okay. Son, I said that light right here. I'm talking about old time now. I didn't say nothing. But it didn't take me long after getting saved that I realized I had been changed. And I realized I wanted to give him glory every time I got an opportunity. It didn't matter. I wanted to, you know, when you think about why were they going to show themselves to the priest? If you go back to Leviticus, we understand that the priest had to cleanse you. The priest had to make you clean. In other words, or to ceremonially make you clean. That's why they were going. They all had to be declared clean. And the thing about it is, these other 9 were Jews. See, if we ain't careful, we got other agendas. These Jews, Brother Robert, had to go to the priest before they could go back home. These Jews had to go to the priest, Brother Tony, before they could go back to their families. These Jews had to go to the priest before they could get back in society. This other guy, he was just a Samaritan. He didn't care. He didn't care about all that. He didn't care about the priest. He ain't never been before a priest in his life. He didn't care about all that nonsense. All he knew was he got a hold of Jesus. All he knew was that the one that healed him, the one that took care of him, was back there on the other side. So I got to change my direction. I'm not going to no priest. I'm going back to the one that done it. Some of us need to get our agenda where it needs to be. Quit trying to be the holy Christian that you think everybody wants you to be. Quit trying to be Miss Goody Two-Shoes and Mr. Goody Two-Shoes and just get back to worshiping God. Jesus is the one that healed you. Jesus is the one that saved you. Don't worry about what your neighbor's going to think to sit beside you. Just go ahead and lift your hand. It don't matter if it upsets them or not. Amen. They had an agenda. And then, but now, only one was really thankful. Kevin, only one turned back. When he saw he was healed, right then, he made a U-turn. The Bible says, whom much is given, much is expected. Now, I'm not calling nobody out. I'm just going. The preacher that I got saved under, the preacher that married me and my wife, I'll say this, but that joker would shout, he would run, he would holler. I mean, they start cranking up the music, he'd have a fit. I'm just telling you, he would. And I've often wondered, why? Why could he get so happy in church, Wes? Because he was a dirty, rotten, low-down, good-for-nothing drunk. I've heard him testify, and you've heard it. I've heard him testify. He stole the Christmas gifts out from under the tree that he had for his girls, went and sold them and got drunk. I'm going to be honest with you. That's a dirty, down, no good, rotten sinner right there, buddy. Whom much is given, much is expected. I know a little bit about Brother Tommy's testimony, and I'm not going to say nothing about that, but we understand. And Brother Tommy ain't always been in church. That's how come Brother Tommy can come to church with a smile on his face, raise his hands, and know, I ain't where I used to be. Some of y'all sitting here, you trying to hide. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you ain't where you used to be either. Hey, some of y'all were strung out on drugs, strung out on dope. I mean, drunks and in ditches somewhere. But thank God you ain't there now. God got a hold to you. And understand something. When you realize where God brought you from, it ain't hard to worship. And it ain't hard to give him thanks. I know everybody ain't going to be loud like me. I understand that. I know everybody ain't going to stand up and holler and raise your hand. But you ought to raise your hand every once in a while and just thank him. This man came back to Jesus. Only one was thankful. Only one. And this is the thing. Now listen, this was the one that Jesus called a stranger. He was not a Jew. This was the one that didn't know nothing about religion. He didn't know nothing about how you're supposed to do it. Listen, I got grandkids here tonight. They've been raised in church. I guarantee you, they can go through the motions of church good as anybody. Brianna's been raised in church. Brianna can go through the motions. She knows what to do. David was raised in church. I was raised in, I could go through the motions. But you know what I like? When we get somebody comes on this altar, and they don't know nothing about Sunday school, and they don't know nothing about preaching, and they don't know nothing about a King James Bible, but they know when Jesus touched them. Amen? I was listening to a testimony this week, and if any of y'all get a chance to go back and pull it up, the comedian, I think his name is Jeff Allen. If you've ever heard him, good comedian, but go back and listen to his testimony. It's about 35 minutes long. He talks about how he was an atheist. He talks about how he didn't believe in God. He wasn't raised that way. And then somebody told him, you ain't smart enough to be an atheist. To be an atheist, you got to be able to explain away everything. He said, you ain't that smart. He said, so this guy sent me tapes, and he sent me a Bible. He said, well, if it ain't going to cost me nothing, I'll take it. He said, I didn't touch him for almost a year. He said him and his wife was getting ready on the verge of divorce. He said his wife told him, said, you got to do something. He said, I started listening to them tapes. In the beginning, God. He said, hold on a minute. There's a God. He said, he listened to another tape, Tony. Then he listened. He said, man, I wanted to take my Bible and run out there side of the highway and said, hey, There's something to this. See, all y'all people that was raised in Sunday school ain't like that. If you ain't careful, we come to God's house and bless me if you can, preacher. I've heard this all my life. I know in the beginning God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. I've heard it. I know all that, preacher. Yeah, you know all that, but do you really believe it? Do you really understand that you ain't nothing but a dirty, rotten sinner? I don't care if you was raised in Sunday school. I don't care if your mom and daddy and everybody else helped start the church. I don't care if granddaddy was the greatest missionary in the world. You're still a dirty, rotten sinner. Eat up with leprosy. And until Jesus gets a hold to you, you won't never be nothing. So we ought to be able to come to God's house and give him thanks. I thought about it as sitting right here as Jenny was singing them songs. You know, we ought to be able to come together. And listen, we all guilty. Now, I'm guilty. When the Lord answers a prayer for me, I'm guilty of coming in and showing myself. Amen. David is too. Amen. Every one of us in here is like that, Benji. But do you realize that ain't nothing but a byproduct of you getting saved? So we ought to worship him for the salvation. I'm talking about worship for the salvation. Worship that he cleansed you of leprosy. Come into God's house, and if he answered the prayer, fine. If he didn't answer the prayer, fine. You ain't going to hell. Everything else is a byproduct of us getting saved. Everything else is a byproduct of us being cleansed of leprosy. So we ought to be able to come in and get. Let me ask you, are you truly thankful? Are you truly thankful? See, and that's the thing, you know, when we think about this passage of Scripture, and if we ain't careful, we all say we're thankful. But how are you with your church attendance? Are you truly thankful? And no doubt, and I'm just going to say this, no doubt we got folks sitting at home tonight that could be here. They're watching on Facebook or YouTube. Let me tell you something, folks. If you can come to church and make the decision not to come to church, are you truly thankful? If you can pay your tithes and make the decision not to pay your tithes, are you truly thankful? If you can be a witness and make the decision not to be a witness, are you truly thankful? Are we thankful? Jenny, I want you to come back and sing that last song again. I know it put a little strain on you, but I'm praying for you. That is a beautiful song. This message was meant to be preached tonight. From them songs she sang and from the testimony that he gave, this was destined. This was God ordained tonight. Are you truly thankful?